Okay, so we are going to start at Yud Aleph on the Beis, the Mishnah. A couple of lines from the bottom. Okay, so Ir sheyesh ba avayis kechavim. If there is a city that in it they're serving avayda zara, and today is a yom tov for that avayda zara, and we know that we're not allowed to deal with them on a day that they're serving their avayda zara, their holiday. So what about chutzalah? What is the status of the marketplaces, as we'll see in the Gemara, that are near this city? So the Mishnah tells us, Mutter, you are allowed to deal with people that are outside the city. They're outside the city. It's not, we don't consider it that they, you know, they're, we don't include them in the city. What if it's the reverse? It's a holiday for people. There's a Vayis Kechavim outside the city. Then you are allowed to, you're allowed to deal with the people that are inside the city. Because again, chutzah is chutzah, and teicha is teicha. We don't drag one into pile of the other. And the Mishnah says another, then mahu leil fasham is man shadarich miyuchadis laisei makim. What if, and the Gemara will explain this more in detail later, what if you have a path? This path only goes to this city. So anyone who sees you on this path, they know that you are going to the city of Avodah Zarah. Are you allowed to do that? So he says, Aser. If with this path he's able to go to somewhere else, so then he is allowed to go use this path, because people will say he's not going to the Avodah Zarah place, he's going to the place, to the other place. Fine, that's the mission. Zakti Gemara, Hey Chedani Chutzalah. What exactly is chutzalah? How do you define chutzalah? Is it 1 inch? Is it 10 feet? Is it 10 miles? Amar Moshem Lakish, Moshem Reb Chanina. So Reish Lakish says in the name of Reb Chanina, Kegayim Ataluza Shalaza. Not sure if that's how you pronounce it, but this is Ataluza. What is Ataluza Shalaza? Rashi tells us it's from Lashon Italy's. It's a marketplace where you sell meat, and everyone knew in times of the Gemara, they knew what this is. Ava is a city of Goyim, a city of Plishtim, still is today, I guess. Palestinians, if they, assuming they are the same people. And outside there was a famous marketplace, and even though it was, you know, relatively close, we consider it its own entity such that the din of one is different than the din of the other. The Teicha and Chutzah are distinct din. Yekid Amri, some people learn this a little different. Not that Reb Reish Lakish says in the name of Reb Chanina, but Reish Lakish asked Reb Chanina. He asked him this question: At Luzah Shel Aza Mahu, what is the din of the Italies of Aza, the marketplace, the meat marketplace of Aza? Amar Lei, so he said to him, Lei Halakta L'Tzur Miyamecha. Have you never gone to the city of Tzur? Tzur is a famous city, which Goyim and Yidden. Goyim and Avdi Kachavim lived in it. Very Yisa Yisrael, did you not see Yidin Vavdi Kachavim, a Yidin guy, Shesafsu Shtek Deiris al Gabi Kiracha? They put two pots on one stove. Yeah, the stove had two burners, let's say. One pot, a Yid's food was cooking, and the other pot, Goy's food was cooking. And the Chachavim were not afraid of any Yisra involved.
One was the Yids and the other one was the Goyis.
Right.
Avodah Zarah.
Now, the Gemara is going to tell us three Pirushim in Leichashul and Chacham. What exactly was the concern and why did the Chacham say, don't worry about it? And the difference is going to be La Halacha in our case of Avodah Zarah. Depending on how we interpret Leichashul and Chacham, we will also interpret what it implies. B'negeya Avodah Zarah. Let's see what Leichashlam Chachamim means. This my Leichashlam Chachamim. Amar Abaya Mishum Psar Nevela. The Chachamim were not afraid of Psar Nevela. That what? That Lo Yamrinon, do not say. Dil Mahadir Apa Yisrael Lachiri. Maybe the guy is going to turn around. The Shadi Avodah Chachamim Nevela Bigdera. that the guy is going to throw a piece of his trace of meat into the pot of the yid. It's a big problem. It's a big possibility. It's a possibility. Uh-huh. It's right there. So what does this imply to our din of Avodah Zarah? The kavasei hachenami. In our case also, lechashulam chachamim. Chachamim were not afraid. Mishum demei avodah kechavim. They're not afraid of demei avodah kechavim. What does it mean demei avodah kechavim? So if you're dealing with people of Adam, it's possible that the money they're going to pay you for the animal you're going to sell them is money from Avodah Zarah. It's possible the guy that lives outside the city has a friend inside the city. He gave him $100. He said, please buy me a cow. And so your money is money from Avodah Zarah. You're not allowed to have money from Avodah Zarah. It says, well, you did it.
Okay.
That's the issue. So, in other words, we're not worried that when he pays you money, this money came from the guy. Now, this is the most lenient way of understanding what Rabbi Yochanan said. Because we're going to see, Rava is going to, according to Rava's interpretation, which we're about to read now, that if he just pays you from $100, that's a problem. And we are chashish that that money may have come from his friend inside the city. Only if you saw that the money came from his own pocket and not from the Avodah Zarah, then it's okay. And we're not chashish for something else that we could have been chashish, as we'll see. Rava Amar. Rava says, "My lechashulam chachamim." What do we learn from this, from the story of Tzur, where two yidim, where a guy and a yid were able to use the same pot? What do we learn from there? That lechashulam chachamim, mishum bishulev erdei kechavim. The yidim were the chachamim were not chayshes for bishulakum. It's possible that the guy is going to cook your food. And if a guy cooks your food, then, you know, that's the Isser. It's Isser Derabana. And why weren't Chacham Chayshish? Because to get rid of Bishul Akum is very easy. And this applies even today. All you have to do is just turn on the fire. Whatever the guy does, turn on the fire or make it higher. If you have 1 ounce of participation in the fire, it's no longer considered Bishul Akum. That's why Mashkichim today, when they go to the factories, sometimes
changing the fire.
Exactly. They just change the fire, you know, just in case, even though their fire is on the whole time, no one is supposed to turn it off and turn it on. They just turn it on again just in case. If a guy turns it on, they had participation and it's fine.
And it cancel retroactively what was cooked during the guy's bishul?
I don't know if it cancels retroactively, but let's say it's not finished cooking. Let's say it's still in the middle of cooking.
It doesn't matter.
No, I think that will be okay because as long as you have 1 ounce of participation in the cooking, it's fine. Bishul Akum is not.
For the future or for the past also?
I would assume, I don't know this halacha, but I'm guessing that if it was already ready and you're just cooking it to make it, well done.
Let's say cooked 20% by the goy.
And it wasn't edible? It's still not edible?
No, 20% should cook.
Yes,
100%.
So then I assume it's okay.
And then you come and you increase it,
yeah.
These 20% will become kosher if you increase it.
Sure, because it's not, it wasn't cooked yet. You had a participation in the cooking. If it was 100% ready, but you wanted 110%, you wanted it well done, you wanted it burnt.
Then it would be?
Then I would assume it's a question, because then it was already bishul akum, and all you're doing is, you know, it was already cooked. But again, I'm just guessing.
Okay.
Anyway, so leichashlam chamishim shuliyakim. So the kavasei achinam. So to hear leichashlam chamishim yein edam. Chacham, we're not afraid of Yayin Edom. That there's doing business with a guy on the day of his holiday is after, in any case. So even though inside the city is a holiday, and then when you're doing business with this guy, maybe he participates in the holiday of the people inside the city. And then you're doing business with a guy on the day of his holiday, which is after. And that is the only issue of the Rabbanah. So the similarity is very direct. I mean, it's very direct based on how we just interpreted it. But just like by the pot, by the case of the pot, we're not chayshish for the Issa Derabanan of Bishalakam, which is only Derabanan. So too, we're not chayshish for doing business in Yemedo. But Benegeya, the din of what Abaya said, which was that it's possible that the money came from Avodah Zarah, and the money that he's paying you is money from his friend from inside the city, which is Avodah Zarah. That we befeirish our chayshish according to Rava. And in order to be mutter, in order to relieve yourself from that problem, you must see that the money came from his own pocket and not from the pocket of Avodah Zarah.
But it can come from his own pocket, and still prior to that came from Avodah Zarah. Doesn't mean because it comes from his own pocket, it never touched or came from an Avodah Zarah.
So Rashi, if you look, let's look at Rashi Vahachanami, the first word of Vahachanami. It's kind of it's the first word in the line, Vahachanami, Rashi Tevis. It's about 50 lines from the bottom. When it is obvious that he took this money from his own box, and we're not chashish for the Issa Deiraisa that you're getting money from Avodah Zarah, then they chashu chacham the tzveik Issa Deirabana. So then chacham mena chashish for the tzveik Issa Deirabana. But the point being is, you need to be sure that it came from his own money. And I guess if you're saying, you know, maybe he got them from someone else, you need some way of verifying exactly what the verification entails. You know, we have to look at the Shulchan Aruch.
Okay,
that's Abaya, that's Rava. Now we have a third opinion. Rava Barula Amar, Lechosh Adam Chacham Mishim Tzinoira. Chacham Mayna Cheshish from Tzinoira. What is Tzinoira? When you cook two pots next to each other,
right,
it could spark from one pot to the other pot. In other words, a piece of, a drop could fall from one pot to the other, could fly, spray, or spritz, whatever. And we're not cheshish for that. Why are we not cheshish? Because, first of all, it's very unlikely. And second of all, even if it is, it'll be bottled.
Shishim.
It'll be bottled with shishim, yeah. So, hachinami lecha shalom chacham mishim lifnei edein. We're not cheshish that you're
what's
doing business.
What's the connection from one to another?
What's the connection?
Yeah. Why the, you're referring from Tinura means that you're not going to be chashul for aid.
From Lifnei Eden. The point is that just like Tinura is a very small Isra, because
Tinura is in Makram.
Yeah.
Lifnei Eden is in Zman. It has nothing
to do with the other. The idea is that we're not chashash for the small Isra that may entail in this situation. So too, we won't be chayshish for the small Isser that's entailed in this situation. What is a small Isser? A small Isser, in the case of the pot, is that a tiny piece might fall. Who says it might fall? Even if it falls, it will be bottled. So too here, we're not chayshish when you do business with people outside the city, lifneidein, before the holiday. So, What's Rabbi Bar Ula? What's he saying here? He's saying here that for sure you're not allowed to. For sure, when you get money from them, for sure you need to make sure it came from him and not from the Avodah Zarah. That's number one. Number two, if it's Yemei Dayam from the people inside the city, for sure you can't do business with people outside the city. But what about the day before? The Chachamim said that you can't do business with Yom Lifnei Eden.
That's right.
So, should we be chashish? Should we answer doing business with people outside the city 3 days before Eden? Zachar Abula, that we're not chashish. Because it's too distant of Issa.
But we came to the conclusion pretty prior to this Mishnah that it's only answer on the day of the Eden.
Doesn't it say Yom Lifnei Eden?
The Mishnah says that.
But the first Mishnah,
the Mishnah said it, but during the discussion on that, he said on the day of the Eid, we were not allowed. But before that,
I don't know because I didn't want to make Mari in between, but I guess that's a good question maybe to sort it out with Alex.
Okay. Nice.
Anyway, the point is, well, just to summarize here, we said that we have three opinions about what Chutzala means, what does it mean? You're allowed to do business with the goyim outside. And each, it's increasingly more chumrudim. According to one opinion, you're allowed to do business, on the same day. Even if it's possible that the money came from the goy, because we assume the money didn't come from the goy that lives inside. The second opinion is that we're not allowed to do. You know, we must determine that the money came from him, from the guy who lives chutzala, not from somebody inside. What are we? We're not chayshesh for doing business on the day of his yomtiv, because we assume that he does not practice the yomtiv of the people inside the city. The third opinion is even more chamer. If it's a day of the aid of the people inside, we cannot do business with people outside. Rather, what can you do? You can do business the day before. The people inside the city, even the day before, you cannot do business. People outside the city, because we could say that they're not part of the city, they don't celebrate the same holidays, so we allow you to do business 3 days the day before. Okay, right. The Mishnah told us, the Mishnah discussed about going to the city. Are you allowed to go to the city? And we said, if the path is exclusively to that town, the answer is no. Tana Rabbanan, also the council say, the city has a Vayisik Chavim, you're not allowed to go inside the city. The Gemara will explain this brisa soon. Very
scenario to show, it cannot be Chutz La'aretz. It's impossible.
Why?
Because in Chutz La'aretz, how can we not go into a city? They all practice Avodah Zara.
Mm-hmm. We'll see soon. The Gemara makes a lot of qualifications.
Okay.
So us, the Gemara says, "V'lo miteichol erachers." You're not allowed to go from this city to another city. He really made. This is Rav Meir's opinion. The Chacham Meirin, Chacham say, "Kol zman shederech miyuchad leisi makayim." If the derech is miyuchad only to the city, after then you're not allowed to go to.
As we said previously.
But in derech miyuchad leisi makayim. But if the derech can take you somewhere else also, it's not exclusive. Then what? Fine. That's the first din of this price. Another din of the price.
So people shouldn't say you're going to the year of Avodah Zarah.
Yeah. Another din. Yashav leikos ifnei
vayitzichavim. So really, you would be allowed to go to that year of Avodah Zarah. It's the fact that there's no other possibility that makes it aser.
Right. Yashav leikos ifnei vayitzichavim. He got a splinter while he was standing in front of the Vayis Yichadim. Lo yishchav itlani, you shouldn't bow, you shouldn't bend.
Take it out.
Yipnei shen nira, kimushtachav la Vayis Yichadim. Because he looks like he's bowing to the Vayis Zara. Vimein en nira, doesn't look like he's bowing to the guy, to the Vayis Zara.
You can sit on a chair and take it out. On the contrary, it's a bizu with Vayis Zara. He takes his shoe off and he takes it out. No.
Maybe that's what Imein and Nirah means, but we'll see later. The Gemara will discuss it. The Gemara is going to want to know why we need every detail, every case. His wallet, all his coins, fell out right before the Yitzchavim. Lo yishchav yitlin. He's not allowed to bend and take them.
In front of the
Avodah Zarah. In front of the Avodah Zarah.
Why do we need this case? It's the same as this previous case.
Oh, yeah, the Gemara will get it to him. He made in Nira, if it doesn't look like he's bowing down, then mutter. A pond, you know, a spring that's before Avodah Zarah, lo yishchav yishta, he's not allowed to bend down and drink from there. Because it looks like he's bowing to the Avodah Zarah. He made in Nira, mutter. But if it's not, doesn't look like he's bowing down, then it's mutter. Parts of Hamakalchin Mayan Nekrachin, Partsufis Hamakalchin Mayan Nekrachin, what are these images, these faces, these like statues, that water comes up, water comes out from their mouths, and the reason why it says Krachim is because this wasn't something that they had in small towns. It was more technologically advanced. It's really interesting that they had it these days. I was really surprised. This is 2,000 years ago. They had these water pumps.
They didn't have pumps.
Yeah, they didn't have. So how did they do it? I mean, obviously it wasn't electrical pumps. They had it. They had something.
The water was coming.
Okay.
From
how did they? Okay, so they just fashioned a statue near a pond where it was going downstream. So he says, "Lo yaniach piv al piyam v'yishteh." You're not allowed to put your mouth on the parts of the drink. Because it looks like he's kissing the avodah zara.
Lo yaniach piv al piyam v'yishteh.
Even though he's not bowing, the nishik is also on.
It looks like,
yeah. You're already imagining some kind of law enforcement guy kicking you off. You shouldn't put your mouth on a pipe that's connected to the karka and drink. Because there is a sakana. The Gemara will tell us what the sakana is. Okay, so this is the brisa. So the Gemara asks, "My ene near? What does it mean ene near? What does it mean in all these cases? You said if it doesn't look like he's bowing down, move like he's then it's okay. If it's that nobody's there to see him, Amar Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda said, Amar Rav, come like Mishra Shul Chachamim. Anytime the Chacham said something is aser, b'pni marisayin, afidu b'chadir chadar masu. Then it's aser even b'chadir chadar. Even if nobody sees, even if you're in a place that nobody sees, it's still aser.
Why? Marisayin is when people can see, by definition.
This is a widespread rule that anything that once we say something that's also because Marisayin, it's also in every case.
But what's the logic?
Marisayin
means you can see it, or if you cannot see it, why it's also?
Not sure. Maybe
you think you nobody sees it, never sees it. I mean, that's why they're there.
No, if he is a king, let's say, inside or whatever, inside a penis, nobody can see it.
Yeah. Then people are going to start saying, "Oh, okay, nobody's watching," and then it's going to come to not be. People are not going to respect it properly. Anyways, so what's the idea of Einei Nira? If the way he's bending down doesn't look like he's bowing, like you said, you take a chair or something else, and under him, looks like he's doing a bizarre thing, so then it's okay. Utsricha, we need all these four cases.
Okay, that was my question.
Okay, go to Itana Kait. If it tells us the enough Kait, Shem the actual made will come, you mishkale. You could just walk a few more feet and then take out the Kait.
If you don't,
if you got a splinter right in front of the Avodah Zarah, you don't must take it out that second. You can walk a few feet until you're not in front of the Avodah Zarah, and then you can take it out.
Right.
But if Avol Ma'is, but when you dropped your wallet right by the Avodah Zarah, you can't just walk a few more feet and pick it up. The wallet, the money is by
right
on the floor. It's over there. Yeah. I would say there is much. Eitan Ma'is, if you only see the end of Ma'is, the Mamina. Ma'is is Mammon, and for Mammon, we're not gonna let you, be lenient with the Avodah Zarah. Have a kite, but when it comes to a kite, the tara, the gufa, the tara, that it's pain, it's his own, it's a the personal pain. Name of life, we would say, chacham or maker. V'itanahana tarte, and if it said
own. What's that?
A kite is more problematic because we would think it's more problematic because only you base the mitzvah on the bottom. You'd base the mitzvah on the bottom. If a kite is more problematic because it's something personal. It's pain. It's not just money. Money we could say, okay, you get money from somewhere else. But this here he's in pain.
They saw the.
Well.
No, they saw the money, roll on the floor, and they saw him bow. It's his money. Why is it less?
Because when it comes to your own pain, it's a goof of a yid. It's always prioritized before money.
Some people's money is also like a goof of a yid.
And it says actually that Chachamim used to, if Chachamim would rather ruin their bodies than ruin their clothes when they're walking over Benson.
No.
But that's, you're allowed to say it about yourself. To make a din about someone else, that was their own calculation. To make a widespread din that, you have to be in pain. We're going to force you to stay in pain. It takes more liberty.
Money can put you in pain. If you lose 10,000 manas or whatever on the ground, it's not going to cause you pain.
Yeah, but it's not tzaira that goes. Okay, anyways.
Okay.
You're a doctor. You should take pain seriously. Fine. Anyways, emalita nahani tarte. If you say these two, you shouldn't like a sakana. In both of these cases, there's no sakana involved. I have a mayon, but when it comes to drinking.
You mean coins and.
Yeah, coins and a splinter.
A splinter.
There's no sakana involved. If he loses the money, fine. If he loses, he gets a splinter, fine. I have a mayan, they get sakana. But when it comes to a mayan, where it's talking about he needs to drink, he's very thirsty. Maybe he's so thirsty, he might show you shati mice. If he's not going to drink right now, he's going to die. A malai, so we would think we would be lenient. Shrikha. That's why we need these three cases. So again, we're talking about here cases where the advice of tells us we're allowed to bend down before our desire to accomplish some task. Either to take out a splinter, or to collect your wallet, or to drink. And here we have a third case of Partzufis. Partzufis is where there's a statue, and from the statue is fashioned in a way that from the mouth of the statue, water comes pouring out. So the Braisa tells us you're not allowed to drink from the statue because it looks like you're kissing the Avodah Zarah. So Partzufis Lamali, why did we need to tell us this case? So really, there was no reason to tell it to him.
The other ones, you're allowed.
Oh, none of these cases, you're only allowed to do it if you could bend down in a way that it doesn't look like you're bowing. That's what the Braisa tells them. But if it looks like you're bowing, then you must be careful. But now, why does it need to tell us Partzufis? Because you already told us that when it comes to drinking, we're not going to be lenient with you, and we tell you you must move on and get your drink elsewhere. So what's the condition for Tzufis, the fourth case? Because you're right, there is no condition for Tzufis. But you wanted to set it as the segue to the din right after, which is lo yaniach piva gabe silayin hasilin v'yishta. A person should never, regardless, nothing to do with Avodah Zarah, never drink from a pipe connected to the ground. Mipnei hasakana, because there is a sakana. This is the words of the Braisa. Fine. So now we answer the Braisa. We explain why we needed all the four cases.
Of what?
Oh, now we have another question about on the Braisa. The Braisa told us it's a sakana. When you drink from a pipe connected to the ground. My sakana, what kind of sakana is it? Sakti Gemara aluka.
What's that?
It's a kind of aluka. It's a kind of worm, I think, that when it gets into your intestines, it makes holes in your intestines, and it causes you to die.
There is such a thing like an amoeba, and there are certain things that go for swimming in certain places.
Right, exactly. Fresh water, warm fresh water. It's very dangerous, yeah. So anyways, now we're going to tell us a few more dinim about loka. Tana Rabbanan, lo yisht adam mayim, a person should not drink water. Lo yimina naharis, not from rivers. Lo yimina agam, not from swamps. Lo yibafiv, not with his mouth, but lo yibayadayach. And not with one hand, but with two hands it's okay. Because with two hands you could properly sift the water, you could probably, not sift, but look at the water and make sure there's no aloka. Vim shasa, but and if he did drink from these without using two hands, don't even reshe. It's his fault. Because he put himself in this dangerous situation. My sakana.
What is that? I don't understand. This halacha, this fourth case, is not talking really about Avodah Zarah. It's talking
It's not talking about Avodah Zarah. So it's really, that's what we said, that this, the din of Partzufis, where the Braisa tells us you shouldn't drink from a statue of Avodah Zarah, was a segue into another situation where the Chacham don't want you to drink.
It's
my sakana. What is the sakana of this braisa? The same as the sakana of the braisa we just mentioned. Sakana saluka. Zakti Gemara, Mesayela, Rebbe Chanina.
What's saluka
exactly? I know nothing more than I said before. The kind of worm, or some a kind of, I don't know, biological creature.
And see him.
Where?
Rashi says?
We have it all. It's even. Yeah. This supports Rabbi Chanina's opinion. Amar Rabbi Chanina, Abilei Nimer Shel Mayim. If someone drinks a Nima, Rashi says, is an aluka. Someone drinks an aluka, then Nima really means a here. So it's like a here. I guess it kind of looks like a here. So if someone drinks this water. Is in water usually. We're allowed to heat up water on Shabbos because water is a remedy. Water is a remedy, and it could save this person. The hot water will kill the aluka. So if he drinks hot water after drinking the aluka, after ingesting the aluka, if he ingests an aluka, he's allowed to drink hot water after that. Yes, we're allowed to warm up hot water on Shabbos for him to save. There's a story with one person, Shabala Nima, he swallowed this aluka, Shalmayim, the Hitter of Nechemya, Lachim Lecham Meshabbos. And Nechemya permitted him to warm up water on Shabbos. Until the water was ready, it takes time to warm up the water. Rav Hona, the son of Rabbi Yeshua, said, "Leave him a chal. Let him drink vinegar. Because vinegar would be at least a partial remedy until the full remedy would be in place. If someone swallows a bee, mechaya lechay, he will not live. Maybe in those times there was some kind of some kind of diseases."
Today,
really?
It's very dangerous.
Really?
Oh, yeah, sure.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know some people are allergic to bees.
Yeah, anyway, and you can swallow a bee and it's a problem.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting. Anyways, so Michio Lechai, he will not live. Niyo, however, Lishki Revis of the Chala Shamga. He should drink a Revis of vinegar from Shamga, the strong vinegar. After the chayit porga, this might help him live just a drop more. The miskat the base, and this will give him time to say to give a tava, to tell people what to do. You know, he had a lot of before, a lot of shivmira, dinei shivmira, taner abanam. Lo yishal demayim balayla. A person should not drink water by night. Im shasa, if he did, you can ask the kana. It's his fault. With his death, will be his own fault. You can ask the kana. My sakana, sakana shavruri. This is the name of a shade. The shade that causes Sanverim. Sanverim we have in Bereshit. Exactly.
Even if he's in his home, he's not allowed to drink water at night? What are we talking about? What about Shabbos by night?
Yeah, Rashi tells us clearly, even if it's in vessels. Nothing to do with Naharis. And I think the Shulchan Aruch tells us that it doesn't apply today.
Checking the Shulchan.
The only thing that applies today is really Mayim Megulim. You shouldn't keep. Oh, yeah?
What?
Mayim Megulim. There's no snakes today.
No, but I'm saying, but the Shulchan Aruch doesn't say that the Shulchan Aruch tells us not to drink it. I mean, the Sakara doesn't apply, but it didn't.
The shed? It's not done because of a snake?
Megulim. It says the Mayim Megulim. Often
Who says Mayim Megulim?
No, I'm just. Anyways, we eat Tzachi. If
so what's the din?
The din is that you're not allowed to drink water
at night
because of the shade. Yeah, we'll see. It's obviously it's not a clinical, it's not a medical problem.
No,
it's a shade. And anyways, eat tzachi. If he's thirsty, ma'ita kante. What's the solution?
Then see in the next for bringing. You'll tell them you know mash to nothing. Not allowed to drink by night.
Mash you're allowed to.
People that want to drink mash will always find an excuse to drink mash. Anyways, we talk if he's thirsty. What's the solution? If there's somebody else with him, this sorry, you should wake him up. And he should tell him, I'm thirsty. And this will send a message to the shade. Yeah, it would send the shade that there's more than one person here and he won't come. V-law, if there's no other person with him, he should bang with the cover of the barrel of the keli. He should bang it on top of the keli.
Should throw the shit away.
Yeah, but name the evil enough shay, and he should say, "Plenia bar plenia, and he should say about himself, let's say, whatever his name is, Pliny or Pliny, Amar Lecha says to you, Imach, Amar Lecha Imach, my mother said, I'm not sure how to explain, is Dar Mishaviri, Viri, Viri, Yiri, Yiri, the Kisichari. And if you see here, he's saying the name of the shade, and he's decreasing the letters, one letter at a time, starting from the first letter. So first he drops the Mem, first he drops the Shin, then he drops the Beis, and then the Kisichivri in white, in clean Kalim, in white Kalim, in clean Kalim.
Make the Vika slower.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh?
He makes them weaker and weaker.
Yeah.
He makes them weaker and weaker.
Right.
Yeah. By saying it, by decreasing the name, you decrease the shade. So it's a lachash. It's a, we have a lachash in a lot of places. So this is a lachash that will protect him from the shade. Anyway, Dr. Mishnah, Irsha Yishba Beis Chachamim. There's a city, if a city has a Beis Chachamim, and there were stores that had decorations, and we'll see soon what kind of decorations, v'she'enu mutaris, and then there are stores that don't have decorations, v'zahaya ma'isa v'Beis Shan. This is the case in Beis Shan. V'amr Chachamim, and the Chachamim said, ha'mutaris asuris, the ones that have decorations are austere. You're not allowed to buy from them, or maybe you're not allowed to sell from them, or both. V'she'enu mutaris, mutaris. And the ones that don't have decorations is mutar. Amar Rav Shem Abakish, lo yishanu el mutaris v'vared v'had. When do we say it's usher to buy from them? When it's the decorations consist of a vered roses or a hadat, the hadasim, the kamishani meirich, because he's having enough from the reich of his avamotaris peiros mut. But if it's decorated with peiros, then it's mutter. My time. What's the reason? The Amar Kra, the Torah says that the literal translation is even a drop of the Avodah Zarah, you shouldn't touch your hand. But the Chum Taisa, Nenehu the Asr, you're not allowed to have Hanoah from the Avodah Zarah. Avo Mahana, Shari. But you're allowed to. The Mahana the Avodah Zarah. So when the store has these good smells that you're gonna inevitably enjoy, you're not allowed to go into these stores because you're gonna have enough from Avodah Zarah. But when you walk into a store that's decorated with something that you're not gonna enjoy from, these fruits that are hanging from there, you know, fruits you have to eat to enjoy them. So then it's not a problem because the most that could happen is you're gonna give Hanoah to them by doing business with them. And that's okay. Rabbi Yechonon Amar, Afilu Mutaris Aperis, Nami Asher. Rabbi Yechonon says, even if it's decorated with fruits, it's also Asher. Why? Kavachimer, Nene Asher, if you're not allowed to have enough of a Vedas or Mahana, like Kalshikain. So for sure, you should not be able to give pleasure to the Vedas. Okay, so I didn't really prepare much from here, but we could try. We have some time. Maybe.
This is the new part, right?
Right, but yeah. I need to start from here. I didn't want that. Okay, we'll see. Let's just try. Okay, very. So, Mesa Vey, Ramelson Neymar. Ramelson says,
Yeah, what's the question now?
No, the question we're going to say. The question we'll see. Ramelson Neymar, Yayim Shabbat Yukhavim Menachas Bayasamachas. The day that they come to collect the taxes, Mashriv and Vayimim, they call out and they say the following: Call me Vineta Latara of Ayiniyach Bereshe, Uberesh Chamere. Anybody who takes a crown and puts it on their own heads or on the heads of the donkey, the Chvay the Vayzik Chavim, in honor of the Vayzara, this is the way to honor the Vayzara, Yaniyach Leyas Amachas. We will exempt him from the taxes. If you subscribe to our belief, you wouldn't have to pay the taxes. Being love, if he does not put on this crown, then we will not exempt him. The Yehudi Shunim Tisham, a Yid that lived in the city, Ma Yasa, what should he do? It's a problem. Either way, the problem. Yamiyach, if he leaves it on him, in Tanana, then he's going to have enough from the Avodah Zarah. by putting on this crown, he's not going to have to pay taxes. And he's having enough from this item of Avodah Zarah that he's putting on his head. He's enjoying the lo yaniach. If he does not put it in Nimsa Mahana, he's going to end up paying Mecha. He's going to end up paying the taxes. And who's the taxes are going to go to? It's Avodah Zarah. So what should he do? So 1 second. So what's the answer to this then? Okay, but let's continue. We're still saying this back. So Taka, whatever you do is a problem. So therefore, we conclude the following thing. If someone does business in a market of Avodah Zarah, behema tiak, if it's an animal, you should cut the foot. And we'll see soon what exactly we mean by cutting the foot. Where we cut it. Peres, ksusva, kalim, yirkavu. If it's fruit or clothing or kalim, it should just leave it to rot. Ma'etikli machas. What about money or metal, which will not just rot if you leave them there? Huh? You should throw them into the Yamamalach.
What does that mean? Whose property is this?
This is the person that was in this situation, that did business in a city that we just said. That wherever he did, he would have enough from the Avodah Zarah.
Okay, so his own property, he has to...
Whatever he bought or sold.
Uh-huh.
Money, I guess. If he sold it, he has to throw the money to the Yama Malach. If he bought something, that thing he should get rid of in any of the ways we just mentioned. So the Evil Iker, what exactly does it mean Iker when we say that he should cut the foot of the animal? So Zakti Gemara Hamanashu Parsisa Minar Kuba Lamat. You cut it from their Kuba. I guess our Kuba moves aside or something. I'm not sure where our Kuba
is. It's the knee, no?
The knee. Okay, all right. So anyway, this is the Braisa. So this is the Braisa. So what do we see from here? What do we see from here? Ktani Mia Yaniach. Nimtsanana. Lo Yaniach Nimtsamahana. We see from here that the Braisa has a problem with either situation, with having Hanah from the Avodah Zarah or giving Hanah to the Avodah Zarah. How could Rish Lakish say that the Mahana is okay? Amar Mashar Shibre Deravidi. Kasavir B'shem Malakish. Pligir Aban Malah. Rish Lakish says, the Chacham argue on Pligir Aban Malah Rav Nassim. This verse that we just mentioned is from Rav Nassim. Meis Rav Nassim name. And Chacham argue Rav Nassim. V'anada Amri Kir Aban the Pligir Allah. And I hold a Chachamim, which Chacham obviously hold, that Mahana is okay. V'Rav Yechanan. What about Rabbi Yechanan, who brought down this brisa? Savar loy pligi. He holds that Chacham do not argue, and that's why he brought it as a question. Zakti Gemara loy pligi. Can Rabbi Yechanan really say that Chacham don't argue?
Rabbi Yechanan savar loy pligi, loy pligi.
No, period. The loy pligi. Now the Gemara is asking a question. Is that true? Zatanya haylichon. We have a brisa that says haylichon the original Chacham haylichin. You're allowed to go to the market of the Avodah Zarah, and you're allowed to buy slaves, shvachis, and houses, and fields, and vineyards.
Right.
And if you ever have a problem, you're allowed to take them to their own courts, even though that in their courts they give honor. They give honor to the Avodah Zarah, and they thank the Avodah Zarah if they win. Because by doing this, we're saving.
We're redeeming.
By going to the courts, you're
redeeming.
You're saving what you have, and not being forced to give it to them.
Right.
If he's a kayin, metame, he's allowed to become tame. In order to go to the court, I guess. He's allowed to go to Chutz La'aretz, even though Eretz Ha'am is always.
Tama means that he's going. He goes Chutz.
He's allowed to go to Chutz La'aretz, and Chutz La'aretz is always Tama. Chutz La'aretz can be Tama. Kshem Shem Tama to Chutz La'aretz, just like he's allowed to, we allow him to go into Chutz La'aretz and become Tama thereby. Kach Matam Tama to Beis Hakvaros. He's also allowed to get
Tama.
In order to go to their courts and argue and sue them. Talk about them in basic fires. Basic fires, look at I thought, did we just say basic fires? Do we mean basic fires? That's Israel de Raisa. Tuma de Raisa. Ella, basic fires. We didn't mean a real basic fires. We mean a basic fires. Basic fires is like a something basic fires. So Sada, we had it 100 times. Basic fires is a Sada that you plow a field into it. Sorry, it's you plow a dead a caver. Yeah, a caver is lost in the sada. You plowed it, and there was a caver somewhere, and now the caver is all over the place. Umetame alumay tera v'lisa. The verse continues. You're allowed to a kain to metame himself to learn tera v'lisa isha when to get married. Amar Rabbi Yehuda emasai. When do we say? I don't know. It looks like it's from the from the Rambam.
The Kohen is allowed to matan himself.
He's allowed to go out. He's allowed to go Chutz La'aretz to get married.
Yeah. Oh, maybe the Amosai. When do we say that we have all these exemptions? As much Amitzalum when he doesn't find anyone to learn from in Eretz Yisrael. Of as much Amitzalum if he finds somebody to if there are teachers available in Eretz Yisrael. And he's not allowed to go to Chutz La'aretz. That's the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda, feel of his mind, shemayt v'lilumayt, yitama. Even if there are teachers available, he's still allowed to go. If you shemayt v'lilumayt, we call the person, not every person clicks with every teacher. Oh, yeah?
Rabbi Yossi?
That basically,
The lad, the leader,
it's interesting. It gives very strong credit. You know, a lot of times, someone teaches and you feel like you don't understand, doesn't click with you. Sometimes you could think it's, you know, there's a, it's your problem. But here we see that it's okay.
It pleases you that halacha. It pleases you that halacha. So you're from Eretz Yisrael.
No.
You're not a Kohen, but still.
Okay, I'm Rabbi Yosef. My son, the Yosef HaKohen, the sir with Yosef HaKohen, he followed the rabbi to Tzidim, which is Chutz La'aretz. Who my Torah? Rabbi Rabbi Yechanan, halacha ki Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yechanan says halacha is like Rabbi Yosef. So what do we see from here? That there is a brisa where chachamim, there is a brisa that says that you're allowed to do business that you're allowed to do business with a guy, even though you're Mahana. Alma pligi. So Chacham, Chacham are arguing with Reb Nachman. Alma chabeichan.
What did they argue?
That they hold you are allowed to be, you are allowed to do business with a person that's Eved Chacham. I learned that they're really not arguing. And I will explain. I just brought it out a question because I will explain it as follows. Everybody agrees that when you're dealing with someone and the money that you're paying is going to, even a portion of the money that you're paying is going to end up with Avodah Zarah, it's Asher. And in a case where you're buying from an official vendor and you're paying taxes, and those taxes then go to the Avodah Zarah, it's also. When did Chacham say it's okay when you're buying from a simple guy doing one sale? The guy has something extra he's selling. Yeah. So he's not going to collect taxes. It's the black market, I guess. You know, it's or the gray market. So therefore, when you're just buying from a single guy, he's not reporting it. And Avodah Zarah will not get any money from this. Fine. So we have our answer. And we're left with a machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish.
So we have the answer to what?
Two baraitas, two different situations.
So we enable Rabbi Yochanan.
Right.
Yeah, and now Rabbi Yochanan is able to say that I hold it, everybody holds that it's aser to be mahanas to do business when part of the taxes will go to the avodah zarah. I, we see that it's mutter. That's talking about you're dealing with someone who doesn't pay the taxes.
Kal velo kachasagir shdeshakli
michsa minei. That they take taxes from him. Kamo vechmi lahabay et lo shakli michsa minei. And we're chacham. Our matir to do business is when you're taking from a balabayas that they're never going to come after him to collect the taxes. We said before that according to Rabbi Nassim, if you take an animal from doing business with a guy, tiyakir, you have to cut it. You have to cut a foot.
Right.
So how could you do that? You're causing pain to this animal.
That's what I mentioned.
So we have a passage that said that you're allowed to cut their foot. So I guess this gives us a hatter to do it. So yeah, this gives us a hatter to do it in case of a desire. Amar mar of ezo ikur, we explained before what does ikur mean? Menashe parsitzamin or kubo lamata. You cut the foot from under the meat. Ramini, we're going to ask a question. Eimekachin, ve'eimachrimin, ve'eimarichim izmanazah. You're not allowed to be machrish something. You're not allowed to be machrim, which is another kind of active. You're not allowed to be marich, which is also a way of giving something to action. Ve'eimichdish ve'echrim ve'harich. If you did any of these cases, ve'eima tiyak. If it was an animal, you have to do ikr. Pay rice, if it was fruit, or ksus, or clothing, or kelim, or any other kind of vessel, yirkavu. You have to let them wait until they become spoiled. Mois, if it's money, klimatches, and it's, or if it's metal, kelim, yelichim yamamalach, you have to throw them into the yamamalach. Beizel ikr, and what does ikr mean? Not like what we just said. Neyol delas for now, you put it in a kind of prison, the yimeis may allow, and then it dies because it won't have food. So here we see that ikr means something different than what we touch. We touch ikr means you cut the foot. Here we see ikr means you lock it in a prison. So why the difference? Why by a hakadosh do we say ikr means lock it up, and by avodah zarah we say ikr means cut the foot? Amar baya shani hasla mishum bizayin kachim. Here, because it's kachim, we don't want to embarrass it. We don't want to cause it to, you know, we don't want to tamper with it. Okay, so the Gemara says, why don't we do something more civil?
It's kachim.
Yeah, it's kachim. It's talking about somebody who's machish today where we have no base of mikdash.
So you have to talk it up.
So it's still a halik. So we don't want him to damage it. We don't want to ruin kachim with your hand. V'nishchad mishchad. Let us shacht it so that it shouldn't die such a terrible death. Yeah. So also bulletakal. If you shacht it, then people might eat it. And then they're eating the kachim. It's a big isser. It's kairos, right? If it's full kachim. Velishve gistra. And let us just cut it into two. So that, in other words, you're not a kasher shchita. Amar abaya, amar krav, and itasim mizbechaisim. But itasim kiyim l'ashem alekechim. The Torah says about avodah zarah, you should break their mizbechaisim. And you shouldn't do that.
So what type of
thing? Let me just finish here. You shouldn't do that to the Eivishter stuff. So you shouldn't. So same thing here. We don't want to.
You don't want to do that at constant.
Yeah. Yeah. You shouldn't just kill the animal in such a vicious way. Yeah. Just like you did Avodah Zarah. What was your question?
This behemoth we're talking about.
It's when somebody was makdish an animal in today's day. So when you makdish an animal, what are you going to do? There's nobody from the mikdash.
Right.
So you can't eat it. You can't shacht it and eat it.
So you have to lock it up.
You can't have enough from it.
Right.
So you have to lock it up. You have to leave it in the.
But don't give it food. That's enough.
Very cruel.
Why didn't the Gemara say that you should
shacht it?
keep it alive. Maybe the bris will be broke any second.
Maybe, yeah.
That's why you should shechter it. If you shechter it, then... Anyways, Rava Amar, Rava said, because it looks like, by shechting it, looks like you're making... Oh, sorry. By making a gistera, I think he's talking about that. The reason why you're not allowed to shecht in a way, in a possible shechitadik way, is because you look like you're making a mum in a kach. Like nira mum nira. It looks like you're making a mum mum aliyi. Of course you're making a mum. This is a serious mum. You're killing the animal. So he says, "Hani mili is matzah beis hametash kaya." The chazi la'krava. When do we say that matzah mum bekachim is a real problem? When the beis hametash was still here, and in the end, and the animal is ready to be makim on the mizbeach. But hash the chazi la'krava. But now that there's no beis hametash, leis lamba. It's there's no din of matzah mum bekachim. So that's why we say nirik matamun, because the full-fledged din of matamun bekachim is when by being matamun is a real problem, but now that it's not a real problem...
Because it's on his death.
Yeah.
So therefore you don't have to look it up? Is that what we're saying?
One second. No, so therefore you're not allowed to shecht. Therefore you're not allowed to shecht it because it's considered matam mum bekachim.
But today we're saying it's not a real problem because there's no mizbeach. So what's the implication?
Oh, you want to stop here? Okay, fine, we'll stop here. Very good. Yeah, I think maybe we'll still be able to catch up. What's the name of Star 6 thing? I'll just hang up here.